Didsbury. The town of Didsbury will help fund upgrades to the Didsbury RCMP detachment under the municipality's policing contract obligations. In all, $36,400 will be provided by the town. Council members recently met with RCMP Detachment Commander Staff Sergeant Stephen Brown regarding capital improvement needs at the detachment. The funding was approved at the May 23 council meeting. The upgrades are required due to the growth of the detachment since the inception of the building in the early 2000s, said the town's Chief Administrative Officer Ethan Gorner. Three specific upgrade projects are planned. Expansion of the current parking lot on town-owned land, at an estimated total cost of $50,000. Purchase of new furnishings for the bullpen and administrative areas of the detachment, at an estimated total cost of $60,000. Completion of minor interior renovations to optimize the existing detachment's footprint, including the redesign of the existing support staff office and adjacent IT server and monitoring room, at an estimated total cost of $20,000. Council carried a motion approving the funding, with the capital improvements jointly funded by the town and RCMP, 28% from the town of Didsbury Capital Reserve and 72% from the RCMP. Grant funding for community groups approved. In other news from the May 23 meeting, Council approved the allocation of just over $20,000 to community groups and organizations under the Community Grant Program. The program helps eligible Didsbury groups with events, programs and facility waivers that serve the Didsbury community. In all, 19 community groups requested $42,104, with $20,500 allocated to 12 groups. Didsbury Recreational Hockey will receive $2,000 to offset ice fees for the 2023-24 season. The Didsbury Agricultural Society will receive $1,000 for the annual rodeo event. The Mountain View Colts will receive $2,000 to help with busing costs. The Didsbury High School Music Department will receive $2,000 for jacket purchases. The Cadet Parent Association of the number 3025 Didsbury will receive $2,000 for training opportunities and transportation. The MV Adult Learning Society will receive $2,000 for technology upgrades. Western Canadian Darts will receive $1,500 for programming. The Didsbury Aqua Jet Swim Club will receive $2,000 for facility rentals. Didsbury Elks will receive $2,000 for assistance with parade costs. And Didsbury Minor Hockey will receive $2,000 to assist with program costs and equipment.